Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Pieper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Pieper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Pieper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Pieper, 580-541-1949.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the eight commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The cattle futures market today was higher. We were at $1.40 to $1.60 higher on feeder cattle and $1 to $1.20 higher on the live cattle. We have yet to fill the gap, which we've been talking, the technicians anyway, have been talking about on the October and November feeders. Still about $1 away for November. The gap would be filled at $156.07, and it was left from the Monday following the cattle on feed report. That on feed report was thought to be so bearish, and so it opened up so much lower that next day, but has yet to really sell off and has yet to fill the gap. So we're still above the 50-day moving average there as well. So a lot of people on the long side here pretty pumped up about the box beef staying high, and that's also helped live cattle. Box beef at midday today was 25 cents higher. It's 197.66. If you remember, not too long ago, it was around 190, so it's come up a pretty good bit. And then select was down 33 at 189.22. Looks like the cash market will pretty much settle out around 108. Really a kind of a disappointing cash market this week. Some were expecting 110 or maybe even higher. But that's kind of where we're going to end up here to finish the week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn and wheat markets were relatively quiet here. Corn finished one penny higher with December at 349.5. The wheats were half to 1.5 lower. Here, Kansas City, July 18, so the crop we're putting in the ground now, was 0.75 lower at 484.5. Most of the talk here for wheat is either for pasture or for graze out or just as a cover crop. Not really much talk of it being for grain given the world wheat situation. And then beans today were higher. They were 10 to 11 cents higher. Talk of some really good exports this morning on wheat, corn, and beans for that matter. But beans are leading the way to the upside. And cotton futures today, erasing yesterday's gains. We were down 59 cents in December at 68.21. Yesterday, December nearly got to 70 cents on the tropical storm Nate, moving up through near Cancun and Playa del Carmen area and entering the Gulf of Mexico, maybe hitting the U.S. by Sunday. Right now, it's looking more like it's going to track toward Louisiana than the Florida panhandle, but any rain that way is going to really impact what we see in cotton. Informa Economics released their latest production numbers for corn and beans. Kind of surprised some folks this morning. Their corn estimate was 170.5, which is larger than USDA. Their bean with 50 bushels an acre, also larger than the USDA. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.